We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Deck, thank you again for being here. I'm very excited to welcome back a member of our family. Tanny, we missed you, buddy. Here is Chris Tannehill.
Okay, Russ, for the score in Chicago. The Danny Parkin Show.
Least helpful local talk show host, Danny Parkin.
Afternoons on the Score.
There's a little sports event happening tonight. Maybe we should get to it with Spiegs and Layla. And
so kind of you to squeeze the World Series into our final 3 minutes.
Yeah, we'll talk about the World Series.
Here's one into center, and the number nine man, Barnes, is aboard with one out in the sixth. Man, talk about a short leash. 73 pitches. Two hits, nine strikeouts. Snell can't believe it. Nick Anderson comes into the game. Hard hit and fair down the line on a double by Betts, and the Dodgers are in business in a blink. And this one gets by Zunino. Tie game. Here's a play at the plate. Throw home to right. Dodgers lead. Betts scores. Just like that, the Dodgers are on top by one in the sixth. Edwin Rios has taken over at third base. We're trying to find out if something happened with Turner.
Justin Turner, test positive for COVID.
That's all I hear, turn on television. COVID.
Word came down to the dugout to get Justin Turner out of the game.
That man, more than anybody, deserves to celebrate with us. That got taken away from him, and that doesn't sit well with me.
COVID.
At some point afterwards, he was back out on the field.
Why he went on the field when he is positive, that is an excellent question. My understanding from various people is that he was told not to go on the field. He insisted upon it.
COVID!
At one point, he did have his mask off.
We learned during the game that Justin was a positive.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020!
COVID-19 is still out there.
COVID.
Man, you're so funny, man.
The Danny Parkin Show.
That's what all the kids listen to you, man. You are the best thing on the radio!
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Oh, man. Well done, Chris Tannehill. Good to have you back, my friend. This hour brought to you by Innovative Ketamine. Visit InnovativeKetamine.com. Former big leaguer, Radio.com sports insider Cody Decker with us today. And as we start the show, Deck, Major League Baseball has put out a statement. Justin Turner saying that Justin Turner refused to stay in isolation. The league is launching an investigation. Quote, he put everyone he came in contact at risk. That's the type of statement you want after you complete a World Series and an all-time postseason. Nice job, baseball.
Well, it was fun when it lasted, huh?
It really was.
I mean, Man. Unbelievable. This whole situation. I mean, I want to sit here right now and chat with you nonstop for one of the best World Series I've ever watched in my lifetime. And instead, right now, we got to sit here and talk about the amount of irresponsibility and dropped ball by not just the Dodgers, not just Justin Turner, but Major League Baseball as a whole. Protocols being broken. Major League Baseball's protocols that they've spent the last 6 months patting themselves on the back for. Everything blows up in the World Series. And you know what? Thank God the World Series is over, because right now, Game 7 would be postponed 2 weeks.
Well, Blake Snell would have been able to go back out there.
True.
Blake Snell would have been able to go deep into the game. True. If they would have had a Game 7, man. It was – I've seen other people make this point, but sometimes the obvious point is the correct one. That was such a microcosm for where we are as a country right now, like how you were taking in that event, right? There was triumph. It was sports. There's money. There's celebration. It's gluttonous. Like, it's inherently American. Then there's like a disregarding of science, and like an like we're just like also right now inherently American, and people be like, he has personal choice, he has freedoms, and other people are like, but he might be killing his manager who's a cancer survivor. Like, it was so uncomfortable to see everybody rationalizing that thing in real time, and like everything, you run to your corners and it splits along your ideologies and your political lines, man. I do genuinely feel badly for the Dodgers that marred their championship, but they brought it on themselves by being like, yep, let's bring him out here. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
There was already going to be questions, a lot of questions. The moment they made that announcement mid-game, when they told everybody what happened to Justin Turner, the amount of questions and conspiracy theories that were going to go all over the place was going to be front page news before the Dodgers. But instead, Justin Turner taking upon himself and the Dodgers allowing him to do so. And I believe it was Ken Rosenthal who said he was told to stay in the back but didn't listen. Are there no security guards in Arlington? Is there anyone that can maybe tackle a guy?
So you've been in that situation. Like, baseball players don't strike me as the type that are like, oh, the clubhouse attendant told me to stay in here. Like, he just won the World Series. Like, is there someone there who's going to, what, physically restrain Justin Turner? Who's the person that's in charge of doing that? I don't think that they anticipated, we're going to just disregard these COVID protocols.
I don't know what they anticipated. I'm more questioning the entire setup of Game 6 to begin with. Keep in mind, we had a day off the day before. We had no baseball on Monday. So we go into a game 7 with a day off, and we have a potential. And I'm not saying that initially they knew. I'm not going to make that conspiracy theory claim. That's out there. But they didn't know. If he had, whether it was a false positive or it was inconclusive, I know for a fact the New York Mets had one game this year that was postponed because they didn't get the results back before 6 p.m. It wasn't that they got positives back. It was that they didn't get the results back for three players. And because of that, the game was postponed. You're talking about Game 6 of the World Series and star player Justin Turner at third base. Dodger legend at this point. You're telling me you didn't get his test back and you allowed the game to take place? What are we doing?
Well, I think it's the old adage, right? Like, if it's a penalty in the first quarter of the game, do you want it called in the last 3 seconds of the game? You don't want the refs deciding it or something, right? Your point is totally valid. Hey, if it's the protocol that you don't play if you have an inconclusive test, well, then why was he allowed to play in the first place? Because while the timeline is murky, one thing that doesn't seem to be in dispute by anybody, the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, the testing lab, is his test yesterday or 2 days ago now was inconclusive, and they were waiting on the tests from yesterday for him. So they absolutely allowed Justin Turner to play in that game with a pending inconclusive test. Like, I don't think anyone's disputing that. And it's crazy that that happened because they put a ton of things at risk. Both the health of the players and everyone on the field, which is obviously paramount, but they put the whole World Series at risk. If it comes back positive, which it did, and then Game 7 has to wait 10 days, they're the laughingstock of the sports world.
Absolutely. And not only that, think about it. If they did this right, if they did this based on their protocols, if they decided to play the game and they didn't start Justin Turner, I can at least somewhat justify this, that if his test came back in the fifth and then they put him in, because he was, negative.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'd be perfectly okay with this. And honestly, there wouldn't be any issue whatsoever. It's that they knowingly put him out there, knowing full well that they didn't have the test back. And of course, worst case scenario, he's got COVID. And it's begging a lot of questions. How did he get it if they're bubbled during this playoffs? I know the Dodgers did get barbecue sent into the bubble. Who sabotaged them? You've spent time in Kansas City. What did you do?
yeah, there were. It was Arthur Bryant. It was Jack Stack. Yeah, maybe it was like the flu game. Michael Jordan's pizza. The delivery guy poisoned him. It was a Rays fan.
I ate the pizza all by myself. Nobody else eat the pizza.
Sure you did, Michael. You ate the pizza all by yourself.
Rays fan? Come on. How many of those exist? Be honest.
Your wife, Jen Sturger, is a Rays fan? That's kind of weird.
Yes, thank you. One.
Okay, so it was her.
A Rays fan, so I gotta check my credit card bill and see what my wife did.
One.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a text on the other side. We try to provide a little bit of balance here. You are all missing the point with COVID. People are ready to move on, ready to live with it, ready to live our lives when only 0.06% of people die from this. How many more people? The media needs to start talking about that and realizing that. Get over yourselves. Get off your pedestal of, oh, we're the media. We're saying this is wrong, so we're better than you out there listening in the car.
Okay. My name is Cody Decker. I am a former professional baseball player. I live in the same world you do, and I don't care if you want to move on. The fact of the matter is, my wife has autoimmune issues. I don't want her getting this, so I got to do everything I can to keep people as safe as I possibly can around me. I'm not necessarily worried about me, but I am worried about the people I care about. I'm sorry whoever wrote that text doesn't feel the same way. I'm sorry you love no one.
Right. I also, like, we're ready to move on. Cool. Like that's not like it's like, oh, you know, season four of Ray Donovan didn't really do it for me, so I'm moving on and I'm not going to watch season five. Okay, that's reasonable. Like you can move on from a television show. You can move on from a relationship. You can move on from, oh, we have plans with those people, but we're going to move on. We don't like them anymore. I don't think you move on from global pandemics. Not a scientist, not a doctor. Don't really think that's a choice that we get to make. I could
anyone, yeah, anyone that wrote that. Listen, do you think I want to sit here in what I assume is the Phantom Zone from Superman 2 and talk about
you?
COVID? I'm currently in the studio in Los Angeles, but it's really dimly lit, and I'm just staring at just COVID protocols everywhere. But if you think I want to sit around talking about COVID protocols in Major League Baseball, dude, I want to talk about the World Series. Unfortunately, we got to talk about this because this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. It's a terrible look, and the Justin Turner thing, so he adamantly, like, I do want to try to be fair. I like to look at both sides of things. It's part of my nature, and I genuinely do feel badly for him. Mm-hmm. Like, you win a World Series, like you said, you're a hero of the team, you're a leader, you've been with the guys, you want to celebrate with your team on the field. I honestly don't have a problem with that. We've all at times been like, oh, we're with someone, we're in the yard, we're doing this, we're trying to be safe. You want to snap a picture for the gram? Pull down your mask, take a picture. I don't think that that's wildly irresponsible of Justin Turner to do. It's mm-hmm. obviously against protocols, but I don't think that in and of itself is wildly irresponsible. But everyone like bending over backwards and pretending like that it was like some sort of like noble birthright that he had and he had to be out there and it would be wrong, and the 300 people on the field and kissing his wife and acting like it was nothing and being out there without masks. Come on. That's just it is an indefensible way to handle that situation. It really is.
Like I said earlier, if the Dodgers were the only ones that were out there, I can
Correct.
Almost do some mental gymnastics around this and justify it. Barely. Not by much, but a little. I can at least somewhat get there. Be like, listen, he's been around this players all day. They've been around him, so if they've been exposed, they've already been exposed. But it wasn't just Dodgers down there. It was personnel from Major League Baseball. It was families. It was a lot of people that are potentially now at risk. And, you know, depending on whatever the incubation period is, we might not know for a couple of days what kind of damage this could have done. And I'm hoping to God that there is zero damage. I really, truly do. But,
Of course. No one is rooting for the virus, but it's a weird thing when in like a matter of moments, like we all processed that so quickly. He was pulled in the eighth inning. Like Burkhardt explained what was happening after they had won the World Series. So it literally was like final out, commercial, go to the studio, star player has deadly virus, cut back to the field. There's star player kissing his wife without a mask on, and they're all like dapping each other up. I'm like, wait, do they not know what we know? Oh, no, they do know, and he refused to comply? Like, I wanted to know who gave Justin Turner the message. Like, whose job is that? Hey, you have to come out of the game and go isolate and stay there.
Tommy Huttavee.
Yeah, right. It was Tommy Huttavee. That's like a quit my job situation. Like, nope.
I am terrified.
I'm not going to be the messenger on that one. I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm terrified of one thing and one thing only, and I really hope Justin Turner gets through this healthy and gets through it safely, and everyone on that field gets through this all incredibly safely, and we can move on. I doubt it's going to be that easy, but I hope that is the case. But I am terrified that photo that it, with, you know, that freeze frame of life of him kissing his wife with the words Justin Turner test positive for COVID in a lanyard underneath it. I'm afraid that moment is going to live in infamy.
I assume they'll be fine. Most people are, but damn, man, it was irresponsible and it was weird and it sullied the World Series in a huge way. It was like, it was very uncomfortable, surreal television. My buddy said it felt like we were living in a simulation. Like, if you were going to dial up an uncomfortable scenario for baseball, that's exactly what you would have done. There were baseball things to get into. Thrilled to have Cody Decker here. And yeah, you heard it right. Lucas Giolito joining us at 5 o'clock. It's the Danny Parkin Show on The Score.
Rob Manfred, I know that Justin Turner came out of this game after a positive test was revealed. You had about almost 2 months without a positive test. Describe to me how that happened today and the success of getting through this season.
Well, it's a bittersweet night for us. We're glad to be done. I do think it's a great accomplishment for our players to get this season completed. But obviously, we're concerned when any of our players test positive. We learned during the game that Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
Commissioner, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Call me old-fashioned, I'd like a little bit more journalism to be done there on behalf of Tom Verducci. Let him off the hook, but then again, could you understand what Rob Manfred was saying in that clip?
Yeah, I was about to say, what are you burying the lead for? He's hammered.
To get this season completed, but obviously we're concerned when any of our players test positive.
If you're a cop and you just pulled that guy over, he's in jail.
No question. I'd want him off the road. Now, do you think it's possible? Because I think what happened is he had the earpiece in and he was getting feedback.
No, forget that. Don't let Layla push that narrative. Yeah, I understand what she's doing. I'm glad Layla's trying to back Manfred, but I'm not backing this babbling idiot. A lot of us are going to feel bad when it comes out in a couple days that maybe he had a stroke. I won't feel that bad, but he's a babbling idiot.
Wait a minute. Like, you're like Cody Decker's body double. Like, you're like his like stunt stand-in over here. And you're like trying to be more machismo than Cody Decker with that. Like, you're like, he's like, yeah, he's drunk. He'd get pulled over for a DUI. And you're like, I don't care if he dies of a stroke.
Okay. I think Cody's trying to take my bit. He's probably not a listener to the show. He doesn't understand yet that I'm the ass here on the show.
Time out. Oh. Go back. Is your bit the guy that doesn't like Rob Manfred? Congratulations. You're 90% of baseball fans.
Yeah, he doesn't really like much of anything. So you guys are all convinced across the board, drunk, hammered, Rob Manfred?
I don't know, because he had that first thing where he spoke, and he actually sounded clear until he started getting booed. So here's the possibilities. One, it's possible that he was having a stroke. Based on what he was saying, it is very, very possible, and it might have been spurred on by the fact that he got booed mercilessly, and he may have just freaked out. And quite frankly, it's the first time in my life watching him get booed and the look on his face, I felt bad for Rob Manfred, and that made me question myself as a human. I'm like, no, I'm too compassionate. You know who this guy is. Don't do that. I am not
go
a Rob
away feelings. Go, push those back down. Be a man. I didn't feel badly for him. I just assumed that he didn't have a stroke and wasn't hammered on TV.
I think it's a great accomplishment for our players.
He sounds like Joe Namath when he did that post-game interview.
Struggling.
Colbert.
Yeah,
I want to kiss you.
We're trying. I don't care about struggling.
Struggling.
He sounded like the next manager of the White Sox when he got pulled over, Tony La Russa.
Slow down. He ain't going to manage anything.
I don't think he's going to manage anything. Have you heard the La Russa clip from when he got pulled over by the cops?
I've never heard that clip. Please tell me you have it.
Oh, do we have it? We have everything. It might just take us a second because that one's really old. But of course.
Well, here's an extra 10 seconds.
I want you to close your eyes and tilt your head back. And I want you to recite the English alphabet from A to Z in a non-rhythmic manner. Don't sing it. Any questions about that? Okay, you may begin.
A, B, C, D, E,
F G H I J K L M N I Z M N O P D Q R S T U V V Z T U V X Y X Z.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Larissa. At this time, I ask you to turn around, put your hands behind your back for me, okay? Being placed under arrest on the charge of DUI. Back here, sir.
Let me ask you two questions.
Yes, sir.
The guy on the radio says something about not being cooperative. Is he talking about me?
No. That was okay. Another call.
All right. Secondly, there's a difference between being asleep at the wheel and passed out at the wheel. Okay. I would challenge passed out.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the future of your franchise in Chicago. God, I hope not. There's no way they're hiring him. There's just no way. But by the way, I do have an argument in Tony La Russa's favor in that arrest, and it's very simply, he didn't specify what language. That could have been a different language alphabet.
It could have been. That's true.
Again, I want you to close your eyes and tilt your head back. And I want you to recite the English alphabet from A to Z in a non-rhythmic manner. Don't sing it.
To get this season completed, but obviously we're concerned when any of our players test positive.
Struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, forget the feedback in the earpiece. He was hammered. Definitely hammered.
Come on, man. You can play anything in my ears. I can at least say a couple of words in that softball question. He didn't even answer the question.
That is accurate. Yeah, I mean, Verducci's like an accomplished journalist, and so you're right. Like, he if he was hammered, if he was having a stroke, if there was feedback, whatever, but just how about like a follow-up of, why is he on the field with us right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Or like, when did you find out that he was tested positive? Like, why was he allowed to play? Was there any, like what? I felt like it was, and even the question was like, what happened with Justin Turner? And it's a tremendous accomplishment that you got here. Like, wait a minute. Those two things aren't related. Like,
in fact,
those could be separate questions.
In fact, I honestly would actually make the point that one of them contradicts the other.
Exactly. It's like, hey, you got here with no positive tests, except for the guy right there kissing his wife. Except for that guy. Everyone else, no COVID. That guy, COVID. A piece of metal. Rob Manfred handed it out. Congratulations to the Dodgers.
I do think it's a great accomplishment for our players.
Keep in mind,
that was his immediate answer to Justin Turner has COVID. What an accomplishment.
Yeah, okay, you're right. He was hammered.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look at that.
Yeah, you're right. The defense rests. You just got
to... That being said, if you find out he had a stroke, I'm going to feel really, really bad.
Well, Shane's already on the record that he won't feel
bad. Yeah, that's why I won't say that. I won't say that it looked like he was about to crawl into the Lamborghini after doing lewds. So I won't say that.
Yeah, exactly. Wolf of Wall Street style. Yeah, okay. It was an interesting – and that's the thing. That moment normally would dominate social media postgame. And it was good. Like, it was memorable, but it was like the fifth weirdest thing that happened postgame.
Let me clarify, Danny. I don't hope that he had a stroke. I just won't feel bad if he did. Does that help?
No.
No.
Struggling.
No, that's equally terrible.
Yes, your opinion.
No, that's like Batman when he killed Ra's al Ghul and he said, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you. No, you're killing him.
Yeah, sin of commission, sin of omission. It's not good, Shane. It's not good what you're doing, but, you know, that is very on brand for you. Other baseball thing. We will talk about, you know, the game, and then Cody Decker and I are going to do a blind date speed question thing that it'll surely be uncomfortable for us if either of us were capable of feeling shame. That's coming up at 3. It's the Danny Parkin Show on the Score.
Blake, what was your reaction to Kevin taking you out in that situation, and how surprised or disappointed were you?
I mean, definitely disappointed, upset. You know, I don't know. I just want the ball. I felt good. I did everything I could to, you know, prove my case to stay out there. And then for us to lose, you know, it sucks. I don't really know what to say, you know. I want to win, and I want to win the World Series, and that's the goal. So for us to lose, it just sucks. I mean, I'm not going to question him I mean, he's a hell of a manager, so I'm not going to question him. I'll voice my opinion, and yeah, I can only look forward to, you know, the off season, what I'm going to accomplish this off season to get ready to, you know, be the best me I can be for next year.
By getting my ass out of Tampa to someone who will let me go a third time through the order. A dejected Blake Snell after the game, who someone said on Twitter, and it was like, I felt like it was calling to me, that he's a hero for skinny dudes everywhere who can't grow facial hair with sunken eyes. I was like, I resemble that remark. Blake Snell's my guy.
If I get the Rona.
Yeah, that was weird last night, man. You know, whenever there's a championship, Cody Decker, people are like, what can we learn about those teams that we can apply to our teams that didn't win the championship? Obviously, two good franchises, analytically driven. Friedman comes from the Rays to L.A., but such different economic circumstances between the two teams. Like, do you feel like there's anything there that Sox fans or Cubs fans could point to and be like, you know what? We should do this more like, you know, the Rays or the Dodgers, the teams that actually ended up there.
You know, it seems as though the Dodgers have a little bit more leeway in this, Dave Roberts himself, because you've seen Dave Roberts make some moves over the last couple of years that has gotten him in a lot of hot water, especially with Dodger fans going maybe overextending Kershaw on occasions, possibly bringing him in to too many innings in playoff rounds. But you always got to look at one thing. When my argument against that being a problem, who do the Dodgers have in their bullpen or their starting rotation that's better than even a taxed and overexposed Clayton Kershaw? The answer is no one. So the fact that the Rays are just going so by the book, and quite frankly, it almost seemed like the White Sox were falling into that same trap, because that was my one complaint about Ricky Renteria, who I absolutely love personally and love as a coach, but managing-wise, I have never been comfortable with any move he's ever made in the bullpen, because it seems like he's not the one making them.
So you've played for Renteria before, right?
He was my bench coach in San Diego briefly. I was still in the minor leagues, but I was always playing under him during spring trainings.
Gotcha. Yeah, so when you say like it never felt like he was making them, that's kind of the norm now, isn't it? This idea of the
Tricky boys won't quit.
There's a pregame plan, and it's an extension of the front office. And how do you feel that in the dugout?
I mean, you can definitely feel it. You could feel any time your manager gets a little more tight, it rubs off on the rest of the team. And if a plant manager is going to execute a plan that he decided to put in, then you're not managing the game. You're just playing a simulation. The fact that Blake Snell was pulled out of that game at 73 pitches, absolutely dominating, going to face the third time in the lineup of a lineup that 1-3, he had already struck out six times, and you pull him knowing full well that this guy has enough pitches that he can go into the eighth or possibly the ninth against the best offense since the 30s. How do you do it? That is not using your eyes. That's not managing. That's being a manager in title only. That is no way, shape, or form managing a ball game. And like you said, Blake Snell's agent is going to be busting his ass these next couple of months.
I mean, I'd take him on either team here in town. He's incredible. I have no idea if he actually will, but I mean, I remember it happened to Hendricks, to Kyle Hendricks with the Cubs when Maddon pulled him, and they ended up winning Game 7 of the 2016 World Series, so he could only be so mad about it publicly because he's such a good dude, such a good teammate, so cerebral, team before me, all that stuff. But, like, it hurt him. He felt like his manager didn't trust him when he had won Game 6 of the NLCS, he had a top 3 Cy Young finish. Like, it absolutely damaged something between him and Joe Maddon, and I got to imagine that's the same thing that Blake Snell's feeling today.
I mean, you saw it earlier in the playoffs with Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke got overextended and absolutely got the job done for Houston. And the first thing he said, it felt good to have a manager that believed in me. And that's what separates Dusty Baker from everybody else. And that's not to badmouth any manager in Major League Baseball, but Dusty Baker, if you think Dusty Baker does not accept metrics, you're insane. If you think he doesn't take into account numbers, you're insane. He's Dusty Baker. He has the same access to every number that the Dodgers have, that the Rays have. You don't think that the Astros are handing him everything so we can make the best decision possible? He's got to make that decision as a manager with the numbers and using his eyes and belief in his team. And that's why Dusty Baker is Dusty Baker.
John Morosi was on the field last night. He'll tell us all about the weirdness at 4 o'clock. Matt Spiegel after that at 4:25. Lucas Giolito at 5 o'clock. Cody Decker's been, like, crunching numbers on the Bears and Nick Foles, so we're going to get to that coming up in a little bit. But as we've gone through this weirdness here with the afternoon show, and I've had new co-hosts multiple times a week and different people, Deck and I have literally never met. We've never spoke except for an 8-minute show call with two other, with Tanny and Shane on it. This is us getting to know each other live on the air with all of you out there watching on Twitch and listening. So Shane Reardon has prepared like a speed dating thing, okay? You're going to get to know me. I'm going to get to know you. He's going to ask us questions. We're both married. And based on my last 65 minutes with you, you don't strike me as someone who embarrasses easily. Is that fair to say?
Dude, I played professional baseball for 11 years, and I wasn't even good.
Man, sounds like my guy Rex Hudler. I love that. I didn't get the shame gene, so Shane Reardon is going to ask us questions. We're going to get to know each other in front of the audience next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.